Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad that you found time in your schedule to join me. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard on this radio station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And before I begin the message the Lord pulled into my heart, I would like to just take a moment to pray. You know, as God's people, we are striving for perfection, for maturity, but living in this world is not easy. The Lord is very mindful of the things that you and I encounter in our day-to-day lives. He knows how the enemy continually works and tries to discourage us, to put hindrances in our path, to make us doubt the promises of God's Word. And I just want to encourage you today, beloved, that the Lord is with you. If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit came to dwell in your spirit, and He promised that He would never leave nor forsake us, even to the end of the age, the end of the world. So we can rest on this promise of Almighty God, that He is with you. Now, I know many times we may not feel like it, but by faith, we accept the veracity and truth of what the Lord has promised. So, Father, as we come to you now in prayer, Lord, we thank you for your everlasting mercies, your faithfulness, your goodness to your people. And Lord, that your hand is upon us for good, that from the moment of our birth, Lord, you are with us. You know those who are yours. And Lord, it is your express will and pleasure and purpose to bring us into the full purpose and destiny for which you have created each and every one of your children. Father, I lift my brothers and sisters right now, and I ask that you would minister to them, strengthen them, and move in the area of their need. You are Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, and regardless whether that's a material, financial, or circumstantial need, or whether it's a spiritual need, Lord, that you have given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So thank you for your presence right now. Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So we thank you, Lord, for being with us right now, and anoint your word that our hearts may be receptive, our understanding would receive even deeper revelation and challenges for our present life where we're at right now, and show us, Lord, the upward path that leads to higher ground. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, what I would like to share with you starting on today's broadcast, and we'll see how long the Lord would have us develop this, I want to share, if you would like, a title for the message, The Glory Restored. And before I get into the specific things that the Lord has showed me out of the Word of God, how the glory of God can be restored, I'd like us to just take a very broad perspective. You know, you may have heard that phrase, that history is really His story. And I want us to take a broad view, if you will, a perspective of man's destiny and God's plan for man. We know from early days of catechism why God created us, for His pleasure. We know that from Revelation, but He has created man to know, love, and serve Him, and be happy with Him in this life and in the life to come. Now, as we look at the Godhead, we know from Scripture that there are three distinct persons within the Godhead. There is one God, manifesting in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they are from everlasting unto everlasting. No one created God. He always was and enjoyed perfect harmony, fellowship, and communion within the Godhead. And they had there was no need, but because one of the very definitions of God is that He is love, there's just something about love that you want to share. And so, in the ages past of eternity, the Lord deliberated and decided to create the world, the universe, the solar system, and He said, "Let us make man in our image." And He created man, Adam and Eve. He put them in a garden, and there was a perfect fellowship among themselves as well as with the Lord. He came down to walk and talk with them in the cool of the day, and that time, however long it was in the Garden of Eden, was perfect in every possible enjoyment that Adam and Eve could desire or need. God provided for all of their needs, and He gave them also satisfying work. He asked them to tend the garden. But He also gave them a command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if they did so, death would reign. They would experience death. Now, they didn't understand that, but they did understand the command. Yet, nonetheless, Eve was deceived. She caused her husband to eat, and as a result, sin entered in, and the earth was cursed. Even the creation, the animal kingdom, which did not sin, suffers the effect of man's rebellion. But praise God, God in His foreknowledge knew that this would occur, and He already provided a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. The Son agreed to fulfill the Father's will and to satisfy divine justice by the penalty of death, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so Jesus was foreordained to come and redeem man and restore man to fellowship to the Father. Now, we can look back at that very beginning and see what a beautiful time of existence and harmony that must have been. And we look at the Word of God and we see that this is the final end of the story for God's people, all those who will choose to believe and accept the wonderful salvation that is in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is coming again. He died. He satisfied every requirement of the atonement, and we are now, those who accept the free offer of God's salvation, are restored to fellowship with Him, and we will live with Him and rule and reign with Him in the ages to come, but also during the millennial reign, when Christ returns upon this earth to rule and reign for 1,000 years. So, what do we see? That's the broad perspective of God's dealing with man. We know that in the very beginning, Adam and Eve, not they had fellowship with God, but in a very tangible way. They saw the Lord, probably the pre-incarnate Christ, a theophany, if you will. He assumed the appearance of man and could converse and walk and talk with them. And we know that when Jesus returns, He has a glorified body. Every eye shall see Him, every tongue will confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and even the wicked, those who have rebelled, those who have refused God, their knees are going to bow and acknowledge that Jesus is in fact King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I want to share a scripture with you, and it's perhaps a familiar one, but I really want you to lay a hold of it and grasp what the Word is saying in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 14. "For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned." What happens when a man or woman is born again? Their spirit becomes born anew. It becomes alive. We know from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that man is a tripartite being, body, soul, and spirit. Let me share that with you. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So man is a tripartite being, but what happens when a man or woman becomes born again? Their spirit is alive. And anyone who has not accepted Jesus, they certainly have all the activities of their soul and of their physical body, yet their spirit man, which of course we can't see, they're dead. And that it is through the spirit of man, which has been made alive through the new birth, that we begin to understand the things of God. That's the importance of that scripture, because the natural man, the unsaved man, receives not the things of God because they're foolishness to him. He can't know them. They're spiritually discerned. His spirit is dead. But even a carnal Christian, if he walks according to the flesh, he is not entering into that maturing process that God has for us, because it is through our spirit that we receive the things of the Lord. Someone who is carnal, that is a Christian, they are ruled and dominated by the lusts of the flesh, the carnal lusts of the physical appetites, and also the lusts of our soul, greed or covetousness, materialism. And it is a process by which we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. We begin to not just live in the Spirit, but we begin to walk in the Spirit. And this is where God is calling us. He has given fivefold ministries, I've shared so many times, so the saints, individual members of the body of Christ, can be perfected until we all come into that place of maturity. Well, this broadcast has just, we've just had just barely getting started, and I need to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to join me. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, UCM or UnveilChrist.org, and you will be able to listen at your convenience anytime by just clicking on the link to the broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me, and if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.